everybody's really excited about the prospect of seeing Dee Ford, Justin Houston, Tom Mahaly all on the field at the same time. Have you started working on anything like that, or is it just kind of getting back into the rhythm of things?
Well, right now, obviously, we're just putting in our basic off defense, both base and sub, so we haven't got to any of the big personnel groupings like you're talking, but I'm sure at some point, you know, we're going to have all those guys out there, you know, from the past. One of the things we do is we try to, anytime you have a unique skill, whether it's cover, rush, whatever, we're going to try to find a way to use that, and whether we have to create a little personnel group to do that or whatever, we're going to attempt to do that. So, yeah, I'm sure down the road we're going to try to figure out a way to get all those guys on the field. They're all good players. You want to do, obviously it will give us the ability to rotate, which is really valuable because it gives us a chance to get everybody a chance to, you know, re-gas up a little bit and get ready to go, and I think it'll be really a positive thing for us.
What have been your thoughts so far on the secondary and how they've played out at training camp so far?
Well, you know, of course, it's so early. I mean, we haven't even got through all our installs, but you know, I've been pleased. We haven't had many mistakes. At this time of year, the big thing you're trying to really develop is your technique. You know, this is so important for us to do this right now, and so the you know, we're really kind of drilling down on the technique, hand placement, footwork, all those things, and those still need a lot of work. You know, and that's what camp's for, and so we got to take advantage of these reps we get. We get a lot of reps out here the way Andy has it set up, so it's really a valuable tool for us.
How valuable is having Derek Johnson? He seems like he's really setting the tone out there as a veteran for some of the younger guys.
Well, DJ's a very good football player, an outstanding football player. He has a unique skill set. You know, he has great range and great speed, I think, you know, for a linebacker, which allows us to do a lot of things. Anytime you have speed, a lot of times the things that goes unnoticed are the plays you prevent. You know, sometimes a 5-yard gain stays at 5 because you have the speed to be over there and secure a tackle. Sometimes it's a 10-yard gain that stays at 10 besides the ability to make plays. But he's obviously a big part of our defense. In the time I've been here, he's improved all the time, which has, you know, kind of been his trademark, I think, since he's been in the league. And I think he'll continue to do it. He works hard. He prepares well. Comes back in great condition, and that's all a plus for him as a player, and a plus for us as a defense.
Hey, Bob, when Joe Mays went out yesterday, you guys put in Nico Johnson. It seemed like last year he was even behind James Michael. And how much of that is just wanting to get a look at what Nico can do with the first team? And how much is like rewarding him for?
Well, I think we're, you know, one of the things we're trying to do here is, one, we're trying to develop competition, and competition's a great plus for us. So, I think the competition at the inside and outside linebacker position is very good, you know, the way it's stacking up right now. So, you know, as you saw today, we're going to roll guys through there and, you know, try to get everybody in, you know, a look in there. And we've talked to everybody about it. You know, if you're running out there with the first group, you better be pushing because there's somebody right behind you. And that, when you get that, that's a great thing for your, in our case, for our defense, for our team, whatever. So Nico came back in really good shape, as you've seen, and be interesting to see. He's a young guy, so hopefully, you know, he can continue to improve and make an impact in there.
Hey, the last thing on him is that, mm-hmm, you know, coming back in shape a little lighter, that should help him in coverage, right? And that was something you guys were looking for.
Yeah, that helps you in everything. I mean, I think, you know, it helps you in your endurance, it helps you in your range. It allows you to play at the same speed maybe for quarters 1 through 4 instead of just quarter 1's this speed and quarter 4 is a different speed. So I think this is the lightest he's been in quite a while. So he's done a really good job. And again, hats off to him for recognizing, hey, this is a way maybe that can help me.
Hey, that play yesterday where he ran with Charles in a wheel route, could, mm-hmm, he done that last year?
I think there's two things. One, I think he, you know, obviously he's lighter, but he's also a more experienced guy. He knows how to use the sideline. He, you know, all those things add up, you know. So I'm not sure about that, but I was really happy with what he did.
What about Philip Gaines?
Guys, a little bit, Philip Gaines, Dee Ford. What have you seen out of those
guys? I think both guys are going to be really good football players. Both have a good skill set. Obviously, you know, you know, D's done a good job here. Obviously, we've talked a lot about his pass rush, but the thing he's done out here for the last couple days, I thought that's been really impressive. He's been a guy that set the edge in the running game, and that's a key part if you're going to play on all downs. So he does that, and you know, he has a very good first step. I think he's got to learn how to be a rusher in this league, but he has some innate ability and traits that allow him to do it. And I think he's going to be good. Phillip has, you know, really good speed. His is going to be a lot of technique things that has to keep developing. No different than any of the other corners. But I think he's showing some signs out there. And I think he's going to add to that back end competition that we're just speaking about for the linebackers.
You were talking about Phillip Gaines. And is he big enough? You've been working him in the slot. Is he big enough to play there?
Oh, yeah, he's big enough. You know, I mean, everybody, you want all your players to be as strong as they can, you know. Obviously out there when you're playing a corner and slots a little even different position, but you got to have great feet, you got to have great quickness there, and you got to have strength. You know, you don't have to be a big person, but you got to have strength, because if you got strength, you can, especially the way we play, you can get your hands on receivers, slow them down. And that, the one thing he has, he does have excellent speed, so he's got, you know, that ability to make up if he does get behind and make plays like that. And we're just trying to train him, look at him as a slot guy as well.
Adam and Herbie, last two.
Bob, what does Sean Smith need to do to get back to running with the ones?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's the same thing we're talking about. This is a competitive unit, and I think, you know, he's just got to keep competing. He's not far away. You know, he's obviously played a lot of football, played very well for us. We just thought coming out of the spring, the way it shook down, you know, we thought the other guys were a little in front. So we went that way as we started camp. But he's certainly in the hunt, and he's just got to keep working. And I'm going to keep saying this for these guys, especially out there, you know, when you line up, you know, as close as I am to this microphone, you don't have a lot of time to make adjustments. So you got to be able to play great technique in here. So those guys got to drill down and you got to become consistent in that technique thing. So those are all the things, and that'd be for Sean, Phillip Gaines, Parker, I don't care who it is. All those guys are in the same boat. They all got to keep working technique.
Last one, Harvey.
Coach, you talk about developing young players. What about Malcolm Bronson, practice squad player last year? What is the biggest thing that stands out to you as he grows?
Well, he just, you know, this is the first time, you know, OTAs, and now is the first time he's really played for us, obviously. You know, he was essentially a redshirt guy last year because of medical reasons and didn't play. So we're just getting it, and he's just getting his chance to play. So he's going to be a work in progress, but he's done a good job learning the defense when he wasn't playing, and now it's got to be the ability to make all those decisions and adjustments on the move, you know, out there. Just a lot of reps is what Malcolm's going to need.